T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
104.3 Jam, Chicago's number one for throwbacks. Good morning, y'all. How y'all doing? See, I love the morning show. Jen made a boo-boo. Jen, tell them about your boo-boo.
I sure did. I said I would never do this again. This is the second time in less than a year. Okay, so I parked my car this morning in the garage, and I just looked down by happenstance, and I noticed that I have zero gas in my car. Zero. It said
Jen,
zero.
It's impossible.
What do I do? I don't even know how long it said zero. Do I, A, chance it and try to book it to the first gas station I see, which really isn't close? Do I, B, go to a gas station, get a gas tank? I've never done that before. Or C, do I call, you know, when your insurance has that hotline number and someone shows up with gas? But I've done that before the last time I did this, and the guy scared me, and I felt like he was going to kill me unless I gave him a tip, like a good tip.
Jen.
If I Venmo'd him like $20.
Jen.
Yeah.
Doesn't how much gas you have left in the tank come up on your dashboard?
I don't know. Okay, I may have like low-level ADD because I don't hear anything in my car. I did not hear a beep or anything. I think I'm paying attention to everything else except what's going on my dashboard.
Jen,
doesn't it come up? I don't know how long it's been on zero.
On your dashboard.
I don't know, Ed. I don't know. All I know is that by the grace of God, I looked down and it said zero. And I was like, oh my God, thank God I parked my car.
It doesn't say low fuel and how many miles you got to go before you're completely empty.
I don't know. I'll check it out. I'm usually not the one that fills the gas tank, so I don't know.
I would look in my phone to find out where the nearest gas station is.
Okay.
And I would go to the gas station because here's my take on it. Even if you run out of gas and the car stops and you call your insurance company, at least you're outside where you can tell them exactly where you are.
Yeah, but what if I stall in the middle of downtown and everyone's going to be mad at me?
That's
what happened the last time. People cursed me out, Ed.
You ran out of gas? You were, like, no gas? Not even fumes?
Not even, like, out of nowhere. The last time I did this, my car puttered out, and I was on, like, a really small street by a Target. Everyone was cursing me out. Finally, these nice men came and hauled my car to the side. But, you know, at that point, I was like, sorry.
Jen,
I was like, get out the way, you know, putting up their fingers and stuff.
How do you run out of gas?
I just take for granted for the fact that my husband always fills up the tank, but I guess I've been going everywhere, and I haven't really noticed. There was no, I guess my husband does a lot.
Wow.
I gotta give him more credit. He fills it up all the time. That's his job.
I'm knocking on Jen's head. Is anybody home in the brain department at all? Listen, we got Ride to the Lexa coming up at 6:30, and don't forget at 6:40, your opportunity to win TLC tickets and Nelly and Flo Rida. We call it Who Said That, but Ride to the Lexa's up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.